Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barnett. It's time to stack the box with several previews, including the St. Louis Blues face off against the Nashville Predators, the Boston Bruins take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Buffalo Sabres square off against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Predators come into today as the favorite with their money line sitting at minus 156, and St. Louis comes in with their money line at plus 130. The over-under set at 5.5, with the puck line at minus 1.5, in favor of the Predators at plus 160. Now, the Blues have a record of 35-34-6, 34-41 against the puck line, 45 overs, 22 unders, and a 19-18-1 record on the road. St. Louis has won four of their last five games, including their last two, after taking down the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 5-3 on Thursday. With no scoring going on in the first, Jacob Vrana got the scoring started for the Blues 4 minutes and 25 seconds into the second period. But then Andreas Athanasiou converted on the power play midway through the second to tie the game at one apiece. And then a little under 3 minutes after that game-tying goal, Logan Brown put the Blues back up one. And then 30 seconds later, Alexei Toropachenko put the Blues up two, making the score 3-1 through two periods. The Blackhawks did not give up, though, because 31 seconds into the third, Tyler Johnson scored on the power play, making it a 3-2 affair. Jordan Kyrou, midway through, put the Blues back up two, making it 4-2. Boris Tkachuk scored at the 10-minute mark, making it 4-3. But then Brandon Saad finally finished it off, making it a 5-3 affair, converting on the empty netter with just over a minute to go in the game. Yeah, victory helps the Blues a little bit. They have seven games remaining, sit there with 76 points. The Winnipeg Jets have 85, and the Jets do hold that final wildcard spot. Meanwhile, the Blues would have to somehow jump the Flames and the Predators, who they will be playing today. But they're 6 points behind the Predators and 7 points behind the Flames. So it doesn't look too promising for St. Louis. As for some injuries, Robert Thomas is questionable with an upper body injury, and Pavel Buchnevich is also questionable for this game due to an upper body injury. As for some over-unders, the over is 4-0 in the Blues' last four games playing on one day's rest. The Blues are 5-1 in their last six road games, while the over is 4-0 in the Blues' last four versus the Western Conference. Now, Nashville comes into today 37-29-8, 36-38 against the puck line, 32 overs, 39 unders, and an 18-14-4 record at home. Nashville has not done so well, seeing as they've lost three of their last four, and even though they were able to beat the Boston Bruins on Tuesday, they were shut out by the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday by a score of 2-0. With no scoring in the first, Jason Zucker got the scoring started in the second period, 14 minutes and 15 seconds into it, putting the Pens up 1-0. Then in the third, Jake Guentzel, just 13 minutes into it, converted on the power play for the Pens, giving them the eventual 2-0 victory. I will say, Pittsburgh absolutely dominated this game, putting the puck on net 45 times to Nashville's 28. They even held Nashville to 5 shots on net for the entire second period. Tristan Jarry had a hell of a game, and even though Juuse Saros gave up 2 goals, so didn't he. 43 saves on 45 shots, that's a .956 save percentage. It's pretty good. Now, that win hurts Nashville quite a lot, because if they were to win that, they'd jump the Calgary Flames, who sit one slot behind the wild card, and it would bring them within 1 point of the Winnipeg Jets for that final wildcard spot. As for some injuries, Jeremy Lauzon is questionable for the game today due to an undisclosed injury, while Roman Josi, Matt Duchene, and Philippe Forsberg all remain out indefinitely. Now, as for some over-unders for the Predators, the under is 6-1 in the Predators' last 7 home games, while the under is 4-0 in the Predators' last 4 versus the Central Division. Now, looking at this, I like Nashville, even though they are dealing with a lot more injuries than St. Louis. I think if I were to put money on who's going to make the playoffs, I'd put money on Nashville over St. Louis. So, That being the case, give me Nashville's puck line -1.5 at +160.
I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Boston Bruins taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins in what is the biggest game of the season for the Penguins, because they've worked themselves into such a spot that the Panthers are closing in on them and the Islanders are pulling away from them for the first wild card spot. The lines open up in this game with the Bruins at -134 and the Penguins at +112. Moved around a little bit now with the Bruins at -128 and the Pens at +106. You can get Boston on the puck line -1.5 at +185 and the over-unders at 6.5. Now, the Bruins coming into this game, they've already clinched the President's Trophy. They're 58-12-5 on the season, 44-31 against the puck line, 31 overs, 38 unders, 27-8-2 on the road this season. You got to wonder if this is just going to be a Stanley Cup playoff tune-up for them, what they're going to do, what the incentive is. Maybe they might come in with a couple of healthy scratches. They'll take a turn from the NBA load management. Now, I doubt the Bruins do that because they feel as if they want to get the most wins ever in an NHL season. So that's where they're going to start. Linus Ullmark in net tonight. He's 37-6-1 of the year, a 1.88 goals against, a .938 save percentage. He also has two shutouts on the season. They've won 8 of their last 9 games, Boston. They beat Columbus the other night 2-1 in overtime. It just feels like no matter what you throw at them, they could be losing in the third period by multiple goals. You could have back-to-back goals in 20 seconds. They find a way to win. That's the definition of the Bruins. They just figure out ways to win. And also, the Bruins have had 5 of their last 6 games hit the under, and it's not because they're not scoring. They're scoring plenty of goals. It's because Linus Ullmark doesn't give anything up. And it's not even just Linus Ullmark. Even if they find a way to just turn around and start Jeremy Swayman, he also has fantastic numbers. They're getting key saves in big moments, and they're getting huge goals, and they're winning every game they play by like 2 or 3 goals. So that's why if you want any sort of value with the Bruins, take them on the puck line. Now, Pittsburgh, on the other hand, they're fighting for their playoff lives because it's very realistic that at the end of this weekend, they could be out of a playoff spot. They're 37-28-10 on the year, 31-44 against the puck line, 33 overs, 37 unders, 21-11-5 at home this season, and the Penguins have won 2 of their last 3 games, 2 overs in that time. They're coming off of a win at home the other night. They beat the Predators 2-0. It was a nice, tidy win for the Penguins and something that they're not used to. They don't really get a lot of shutouts. But Tristan Jarry has been playing a lot better as of late. He's 22-10-6 on the year, a 2.9 goals against, a .910 save percentage. He has 2 shutouts to go along with the rest of his numbers. But like I mentioned, he's been playing a little bit better. The Penguins are playing better. But the problem is with Pittsburgh is they've won 2 of their last 3 games, and Jarry looks better, and the team looks better. But they could turn around and easily just lose 5 in a row. It's happened multiple times this season. And we all thought that we were going to need a little bit more depth scoring to kind of carry them over the finish line. But it looks like they're not getting that depth scoring now, and it's just Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Gensel. The big guns are trying to just will them into the playoffs or just another run at it. And they're doing it to this point. I mean, they're in a playoff spot, so you got to give them credit. But I'm going to take the Bruins in this game, although there is a key injury for Boston. They're probably just going to keep Taylor Hall out because what's the point of putting him back in? You already have the President's Trophy. I know they want to get the most wins in a regular season, but you got to think about the playoffs at some point. He's injured. He's going to be out. They'll be bringing him back probably for the start of the playoffs. And also for the Penguins, Dmitry Kulikov. That's a big loss for Pittsburgh because he was a guy they brought in at the deadline and tried to shore up the back end. Now, I do like the Bruins, like I mentioned, on the road in this game. I like them on the puck line, though. If you want any sort of value, take Boston on the puck line. And I like the under to hit. I think it's going to be like a 4-1 Boston win.
Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Buffalo Sabres versus the Philadelphia Flyers. Buffalo comes into today as the favorite with their money line at -120, with the Flyers' money line at +100. The over-under set at 6.5, with the puck line at -1.5 in favor of the Sabres at +198. Pretty high. The Sabres come into today 35-31-7, 41-32 against the puck line, 41 overs, 28 unders, and a 21-11-3 record on the road. The Sabres have won 3 of their last 4 after taking down the New York Rangers in overtime last night by a score of 3-2. Buffalo jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first behind J.J. Paterka 11 minutes and 20 seconds into the first period. Then early on in the second, Jordan Greenway got the Sabres up 2-0. But then 5 minutes after that, Kaapo Kakko scored for the Rangers, making it a 2-1 game through 2. Then midway through the third, Adam Fox tied the game up, and that's how the game would end at 2-2. Then going into 3-on-3 overtime, a minute and 50 seconds into it, Jeff Skinner scored the game winner for the Sabres, giving them the 3-2 victory. Now, for Buffalo, that's a big victory, seeing as they are fighting for their playoff lives and currently sit just outside of that wild card spot with 79 points. Meanwhile, the last place Pittsburgh Penguins hold 84 points while holding on to that final wild card spot. So that wild card is up for grabs right now. As to some key injuries for the Sabres, Vinny Hinostroza is questionable due to personal reasons, while Tage Thompson is questionable due to an upper body injury. For some over and unders, the over is 4-1-2 in the Sabres' last 7 versus the Eastern Conference, while the over is also 5-1-2 in the Sabres' last 8 overall. The Flyers, meanwhile, entered the game 29-32-13, 47-27 against the puck line, 36 overs, 35 unders, and a 17-16-5 record at home. The Flyers just had their 4-game win streak snapped by the Ottawa Senators losing in overtime by a score of 5-4. Ottawa got the scoring started by Austin Watson midway through the first, making it 1-0-1. Tony DeAngelo tied it up on the power play just 3 minutes into the second, but Tim Stützle and Shane Pinto scored for the Senators, making it a 3-1 game through two. Then with Claude Giroux's goal just 2.5 minutes into the third, making it 4-1, the Flyers somehow rattled off 3 straight goals by Cam York, Noah Katz, and Owen Tippett to make it a 4-4 game. But unfortunately for the Flyers, Alex DeBrincat scored 1.5 minutes into overtime, giving the Senators the 5-4 victory on Thursday night. Now for the Flyers, that doesn't do much. They currently have 71 points, and probably this game will eliminate them from the playoffs officially, whether they win or lose. Don't hold me to that. As for some key injuries, Sean Couturier is not expected back till mid-April due to his back injury, whereas Carter Hart is questionable for tonight's game due to a lower body injury. And as for the over-unders, the over is 6-2 in the Flyers' last 8 games overall. Now, it's surprising that Buffalo was able to beat the Rangers without Tage Thompson, but even still, I like Buffalo in this game. Buffalo is a better team than Philly, so give me the Sabres puck line -1.5 at +198. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head of the Sports Sack. I'm Tim Barner with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Blues and the Predators, the Bruins and the Penguins, as well as the Sabres and the Flyers.